Recorded Books Romance presents an unabridged recording of No Longer a Gentleman by Mary Jo Putney, narrated by Stephen Crossley.
Sleep well, Cassie murmured. Tomorrow's ride should be easier.
Every day is a new adventure, he replied. Tomorrow's will be discovering if my seat is too sore to sit a saddle. Her laughter swiftly turned into the soft, regular breathing of sleep. He was so tired that he thought he'd sleep easily too, but his mind stubbornly refused to slow down. Cassie might think herself lacking in beauty, but he found her increasingly alluring. With nothing else to distract him, all he could think about was her. He rolled onto his side, facing away, but it was impossible to forget her presence. As the night wore on, he added wood to the flames in the primitive little fireplace. It barely took the chill off the air, but no matter. He was quite heated enough. During the latter years of his captivity, passion had died and he'd felt like a eunuch. The idea had hardly bothered him when there were no women in his world except in increasingly distant memories. But now he was sharing a small space with an attractive woman whom he liked and admired, and all he could think of was how much he wanted to touch her. Chapter 1 London, January 1813. Time to dance with the devil again. Cassie wielded Kirkland House's dragon's head knocker, wondering what mission awaited her this time. The door opened. Recognizing her, the butler bowed her inside.
His lordship is in his study, Miss Fox.